Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go,
We're very excited because we have a liner in Irish, yeah, to celebrate.
Shock yes. and the Gaeilge. Is it ending today or we're in the middle
or
of it?
Or I suppose it probably doesn't finish until after Paddy's Day, I'm guessing.
So Jim is Seamus. James is Seamus, yeah?
Yeah.
So I become Seamus. Seamus.
Very good.
You will become...
Mac on Croissant.
Which is the son of Cross.
Oh.
But that's how it's... Pronounced.
The son of Cross.
The son.
That's very formal,
very
isn't it?
The son.
The son of Cross.
And what's your Zainab?
Mine is Zainab.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. With an E fada, though.
We'll get around to that one day.
Yes.
I like the sound of up the flats, Barry. Up the flats, son of Cross.
Yeah. On Clock Alarm, Suitaloon, Lashema Seamus, Macon Croissant, August Zainab.
FM 104. Isn't that cool?
That's very good.
That's very cool. Well,
fair play. He's not an Irish speaker, so he must have been shown how to do that.
Oh, I'd like to thank my mom for helping us with the phonetics on that one.
Did your mom help
my
on
mom,
that?
I wrote it out and then I was like, I don't trust my phonetics on this. So I asked my mom and she was like, bam, 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 bam.
I never knew she was an Irish teacher.
Yeah, she, all Irish primary school.
Mad.
So when I was in sixth class, she was just starting as a teacher there. So I'd go into the class with the roll and stuff and be handing them out. My mom would go, this is my baby. And I'm like, get away, mom.
Wow, okay.
I know, so now we have our Irish. But actually, here, do you want a couple more fuckle? Couple more fuckle.
Shah.
Okay, right. For our coffees, right, this is what we get. I get a bonine.
What's flat?
A bonine is flat white. It literally means mini white.
Is there no word for flat?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think, yeah. My Irish is broken. Jerry, yeah. I'm broken Irish.
Yeah.
Well, this is what... this.
Yeah,
is
no, bonine, yeah, go on.
Bonine, right, so yeah. This is...
So like the milk.
It's a baby milk.
It's a baby milk, yeah. So you guys get Americanic.
Americanic. Yeah.
So this is from Daddy's Cafe, spelled for Shock and Welga, D-A-I-D I-F-A-D-S.
Daddy's Cafe, if you're ever around Rialto.
So good. Is it good, yeah?
Oh, it's criminal, it's that good. Like, it's proper and you can they tell you where everything comes from. So you're eating like black pudding from, you know, the farmer it's coming from. Yes. I really think you'd like it, Jim.
I really like it.
I'm mad for coffee, I am. I've just, only the last like 5 years I've gone mad into it.
Gone into it. Like, but yeah, oh, so actually, sorry, I should also read this, right? This is not an ad. I just enjoy Daddy's Cafe, right? They said if you order in Irish,
yeah,
you get a 32 cent discount.
That's wow. Nice. And if you have your isn't own it? Cup, that's another 20 cents, isn't it?
There you go. Yeah. There's also, you should go onto their Instagram because they have some other words, they have some other phrases in there that I can't read out this time of the morning.
It's great to see everyone embracing it, isn't it?
Yeah. Alison Hammond. This is just a funny story I caught my mind. Alison Hammond appeared on Rob Beckett's. This guy have all these kind of game shows.
Oh yeah, does Rob Beckett have his own show?
Yeah, it's called Smart TV. It's a TV kind of game, kind of like Buzzcocks, only about telly.
Okay.
She's on it, and apparently he's quite awkward because he said, "What's the last thing?" She said, "I do a lot of TV, so I don't really end up watching a lot of it." And he goes, "Do you not watch yourself back on this morning?" And she said, "Yeah, I watch back on the player to see how I did." And he said, "You're the first person to watch the ITV player since Philip left."
Oh,
I mean, yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
She was a bit. She tried to not laugh, and she didn't know what to do.
Kind of thing.
It's a bit awkward. So yeah.
She has a big laugh as well. So
huge.
I can't imagine her trying to hide it.
What happens?
Big
to
laugh
her
and a great agent.
Oh, and a very good agent.
What is happens? She on every Friday?
I don't. Yeah, she is with Dermot.
Oh, so they're still doing their Fridays.
Yeah,
even with Ben Shepherd and Kat Dealy.
So Ben and Cat, yeah, because Ben and Cat are up at like 4 a.m., I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe 5 a.m. So they're saying if you're working 4 days a week, you can have the Friday off. Kind of like around them.
Oh, yeah, they do same,
I think TV shows do that. Yeah, a lot of them around the world.
Yeah, because then you've got your weekend a.m. And right.
Or your weekend. Yeah, because I think Good Morning America is the exact same. The Today Show in America is the exact same.
Yeah.
Oh, the weekend shifters.
Yeah. We all kind of hinting at
it's a good idea. It's a really
it's a
great idea.
It's a good idea. It's a great idea.
I love it, yeah. It's the strawberry. Planting seeds. It's F104.
Went to see a movie last night called Immaculate. It's out next week with Sydney Sweeney. She's the kind of girl at the moment. Everyone likes her. Blonde girl.
Yeah, she's literally everywhere. You would have seen her for the Oscars. She was the one who looked exactly like Marilyn Monroe. And I think she was wearing a vintage Marilyn Monroe dress.
What was that movie she was in, the Netflix one? That is now,
Anyone But You.
It's broken every single rom-com record on a streaming platform. I think Natasha Bedingfield's song is in it.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, she's in a brand new movie.
Immaculate.
It's about nuns.
Okay.
It's a horror movie.
Oh, no.
But it's kind of, you're kind of laughing halfway through it.
Yeah.
Like, you're kind of going, because there's some things happening, all right?
It's like funny horror.
I don't think it's supposed to be funny horror, but it's funny horror. Like, everyone seemed to enjoy it. But you know, do you remember the 1980s old school horror music? Dun, dun. And, you know, it builds up to tension.
Yes. Yeah.
And then things happen and you laugh. But anyway, I'm in the Savoy last night. I'm sitting down the very, very back row, back seat, because I don't like horrors. And no. I was thinking, I mean, I have to go to the toilet every once in a while just to kind of, you know, break it up. So I'm sitting there with me popcorn and a drink. And my friend who's over the movie, over the whole thing, sneaks in. And halfway through, he goes,
no, that's not your friend.
Oh,
so I can't even say on the radio what I said, shouted out loud.
Oh, he's writing it.
I can't even say that on the radio. I can't even allude to it.
No, you cannot even allude to it.
Popcorn goes up.
The camera's just got it, though.
If we use this for social media, we'll have to blur that out.
We'll have to blur that, yeah.
The popcorn goes up in the air.
No,
there's
Crossy.
A man beside me, and he was like, are you okay? Are you okay? And then he saw what had happened, and he was like, Jesus, that is bad form. I was shook afterwards.
That's rough.
Shook afterwards.
Did you like fully shout that out so all the moviegoers heard that?
Because it was such a quiet time, you know, like it's a movie and no one talks.
I know a couple who went to a horror movie and they got home and they were spooked, you know, after a big one. I wouldn't be into horror myself. And he went out the back garden while she was making a cup of tea or whatever she was doing, getting a fizzy from the fridge. Mm. And he put his face against the kitchen window in the dark.
No.
And divorce. She didn't see him. And then he went.
I live with that.
No,
Trevor does that.
Does he like horror movies?
No, he doesn't like horror movies.
You're like scaring you.
But he loves to freak me out, and he'll go like sometimes he'll just turn to me and go like pretend he's a zombie because he thinks it's entertaining. Because I get really, really freaked out.
You don't like horror, but do you out of 10 for a horror movie?
What do you
people,
think?
I'm giving it 7 out of 10.
Seven out of ten,
and that seemed to be what everyone else was talking about. It only because Sydney Sweeney next year more than likely is going to get an Oscar for something, not this.
Oh, yeah.
And it's about nuns, and it's about...
You don't see nuns anymore.
You don't, and that's why it's funny, because she's a young nun.
There's nothing funny about nuns.
No, I don't think you don't see nuns anymore.
You don't. You used to see them all the time.
When I was in Rome, I counted loads of nuns.
Ah, yeah. Rome nuns don't count. Dublin nuns, they must wear the clobber inside and then get into their civvies when they're driving.
Oh, yeah, because there used to be loads of nuns in Dublin.
You'd see them all the time.
Yeah, that's true. My great-aunt is a nun.
Is she?
Really?
And she'd have her habit, and when I was like... 3 or 4, I'd be like, can I wear it?
And did you?
Yes.
Is that not a mortal sin?
I hope not.
I think you're gonna try it on. And do you fancy it?
I don't think it would be for me now, but I liked the headpiece.
The way Trevor's going, I think you should go back to it.
Showbiz on the Strawberries
with Mooney's Hyundai. Test drive the Hyundai Ioniq 5 now at Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange.
Vanessa Hudgens says it was really special to reveal her pregnancy on the Oscars red carpet.
I was surprised by both of these things. I keep thinking of her as Gabrielle from High School Musical. And then also I was like, why is she at the Oscars?
Why is she at the Oscars?
And who is she with? I think she does it every year. I think she is the reporter every year.
Oh, right.
And so nobody knew she was pregnant until she did the red carpet.
And all of a sudden she comes out and she's with the child.
Big baby bump.
Congratulations.
Yep.
She looked lovely.
It was really special. It's a very exciting time in my life right now. And I always love being able to show up at the Oscars and host the red carpet. So it was just a little extra bonus for me.
Did you?
You should think about that next time.
Yeah.
You're doing a red carpet.
Yeah. Here's me with a bump.
I had an extra little spice into
my
it.
My lovely little
lumps. I have an announcement to make, everyone. It's all about me.
Did you get an email from Netflix yesterday?
Yes.
I haven't checked yet.
Okay. This happened late last night. They've announced a couple of shows that got.
Okay.
One of them is called, a working title by the way, House of Guinness.
Oh, yes.
From Peaky Blinders creator Stephen Knight, the epic story of Europe's most eccentric and enduring dynasties, the Guinness family. Set in the 19th century Dublin and New York, the story will focus on the consequences of the death of Benjamin Guinness, the man responsible for the extraordinary success of the Guinness Brewery.
Excellent.
What do you think? What's your first thoughts on that?
I'd like to see it, Jack, because this is the biggest money spinner that Ireland has
ever
for tourists. So think about it. If that's the biggest thing that people do when they come to Dublin, then the show is going to be watched.
Yes, please. And as well, because it's coming from the people of Peaky Blinders, like, you know, they know how to do a good cobble street drama.
Baiting each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met a lady outside a restaurant in Florence.
A lady?
In the summertime.
Yep.
And as she was like, where are you from? She's American. I was like, oh, I'm from Dublin. And she says, my great-great-grandfather created Guinness with Arthur Guinness. And then Arthur Guinness screwed him over and all that. And when you go on Wikipedia, you can see that, like, she told me her name.
What's the name of the guy?
I'm trying to get it here now for you. But she said to me that they still have family relations in Castleknock.
What?
So if you're living in Castleknock now, and you obviously, more than likely, someone's going to tell you that story.
Could have been yours.
Could have been yours.
You're joking. There's the reason to watch the show straight away.
Living Texas.
Go on, Arthur.
Oh, they're going to have to. Do you think they'll write that in?
I'd say so. Well, look, it's a story of Guinness.
Yeah.
I don't know how true it is, but it was on Wikipedia when I read it. I was like, oh, mad. She wasn't lying to me.
Wow.
She was from New York and lived in Florence, and all her family live in Castleknock.
It was a long way from 0-0.
Yeah. One, Netflix have announced a brand new TV show, and it looks like the biggest load of muck that you're ever going to watch on TV. And then I was already going, I'm in.
I am.
Holly Willoughby and Bear Grylls have a brand new show on Netflix called The Bear Hunt.
What?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Following.
Celebs are going to be dropped into a Central American jungle and they're going to compete in tough challenges to stay in the game.
This is not very similar to everything else.
It's very I'm a celeb. It's very
I'm a celeb mixed with the thing you were telling us. The
Hunted.
Hunted.
Very, yeah.
Very, very similar.
Well, it kind of is now, because the next slide is, if they lose, they face a bear hunt against Bear Grylls himself. If he catches them, they're out.
Is
he Rambo, basically, running around the place looking for him?
He's very impressive, that guy. I know a lot of his TV shows are a little bit, they're TV. They're kind of, they cut things for TV, but he is an impressive guy.
I feel like he's very, you know, The Revenant, you know, that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. I feel like Bear Grylls does it a bit too much because he's like, oh, I'm just going to crawl into this little small space and I'll be safe in this. I can't even say the word because of the time of day.
He has a great book, right? Every kid, I wish I'd known half the stuff in it. Every kid should know this stuff. It's like what to do in certain things.
Oh, good idea.
How to survive. What should you do if you get bitten by this? Everything that you need to know. There used to be back in the day, there'd be like a boy's handbook for things boys should know.
Yeah.
But every kid should know, regardless of who they are.
Oh, here, like I was watching Castaway not that long ago, and I was like, if I ended up on a deserted island, I don't know what I'd do. Like, I need to learn how to forage.
If you had this book, you'd be laughing.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give that a go.
You should.
You do that and come back to us.
I'll be too terrified.
I'll just stay in the house. But anyway, it's coming to Netflix very soon.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM 104's $2,000
with misquote.ie. Low cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Sarah, where are you today, Sarah?
I'm in Naas in Kildare.
All right, and what are you doing there?
I'm at work.
Oh, and can you tell us what you do? Come on now, Sarah.
I am. I'm a personal assistant in a construction company.
Oh,
lovely. And the lads are working today and the girls are working today, yeah?
We are. We're all working here, in the office.
I always want to be a personal assistant because I feel like you get to walk around with a clipboard and look very important. Do you have a clipboard, Sarah?
I don't. No, I don't have a clipboard.
Do you have a hard hat from when you're getting from the car into the office?
What was that, sorry?
You don't have a hard hat.
I don't. No, I have high vis though.
Oh, okay. That makes you look important.
I found out from Dermot Bannon that high vis, different high vises and different...
Oh, different coloured hats.
Different coloured hats mean different things, yeah.
I think he said that he wears usually a white one, but he should be wearing a green one. But the colouring doesn't suit his skin tone, so he wears white. Looks better on camera.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Sarah, which is your favourite of all the trades?
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, would you prefer a plumber over a bricklayer?
Oh, a bricklayer, yeah.
Yeah, a bricklayer. Oh, yeah. What about a roofer? What about a roofer, no? No time for the roofers.
No time for the roofers.
Bit of rain, they're gone, aren't they?
Sarah.
Riding the high stools for the afternoon. Any roofer I know. Yeah. They do. Yeah. I know a few roofers.
So, Sarah.
Oh, it's spitting. I'm gone. See you later, lads.
Sarah, what would you spend $2,000 on if you were to be successful today?
Oh God, I don't even know where to start. It would be very handy for the weekend ahead.
Right.
Yes.
Well, we have 10 questions. You could get 2,000 euro if you get them all right. You can pass on them and we'll come back to them if you don't. If we have time. We have to accept your first answer. And other than that, I think we're ready to go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. 3, 2, 1, go. In the story of the three little pigs, what animal threatens to huff and puff?
The big bad wolf.
What children's handheld toy consists of a spool moving up and down on a string?
A path.
What major horse racing festival is happening in the UK at the moment?
Cheltenham.
Dijon and whole grain are types of what?
Mustard.
True or false, Cillian Murphy starred in all three Batman Dark Knight trilogy films?
False.
How many pieces does each player start with on the board game Drafts?
Oh, 32.
In which sport would you have a line out and a rook?
Rugby.
Holly Willoughby and Stephen Mulhern host what TV competition show?
Dancing on Ice.
What car company make a car called the Superb?
Skoda.
Better Every Day is the slogan for which supermarket chain?
Dunnes, is it? Dunnes?
You're out of time, Sarah. But you did get all questions answered. Let's see if you've got any good scores here.
So question number one, in the story of the three little pigs, what animal threatens to huff and puff people? It's the big bad wolf, you got that correct. What children?
And I puff?
And I blow your house down.
What children's handheld toy consists of a spool moving up and down on a string? Is that a good pig, isn't it?
Do it again.
Was that you, Crossy?
Yeah, that's a good pig, isn't it?
That's a very good pig.
I know. Could we cut that one? Anyway, the answer is yo-yo. You passed on that one. What major horse racing festival is happening across the way? It's Cheltenham. So you got 2 out of 3. Dijon and whole grain are types of mustard. You got that correct as well. And true or false, Cillian Murphy starred in all three Batman Dark Knight trilogies. You said false. The answer was true.
He was the Scarecrow.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and he's kind of just in the background for a few of them and then kind of, no?
Yeah, well, he's the voice of Scarecrow in one of them, but he appears in all...
He's a good lad.
He's on.
How many pieces does each player start with on the board game Drafts? You said 32. It's only 12, but it's grand. It's grand, sir. Not to worry. In what sport would you have a line out and a rook? You got this right. It was rugby. Holly Willoughby and Stephen Mulhern host Dancing on Ice. You got that right as well. The car Superb is made by Skoda.
Skoda Superb.
It's like IKEA, you have to say it with that voice. Otherwise, it doesn't count. And Better Every Day is the slogan for Aldi. So you got six. Six, Sarah. That's really good going.
Yeah.
Give a shout out to your friend behind you. What's their name?
Grania.
Go on, Grania.
Hello, Grania.
How are you, Grania?
Hi, Grania.
Grania's going quiet now. She's waving. Great.
Right, listen. Have a great bank holiday weekend, okay?
Brilliant. Thanks so much.
Enjoy no worries. Weekend. And get yourself a clipboard. Needed.
I will.
Do. Demand
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. Last week, I brought you my version of a parody song of Beyoncé's
Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em. And yes. It was called Fingless Hold'em. And if you didn't hear it, here's a little example of what it sounded like. So.
My mate Ado. Works in Power City. He's on the Fingless Tourist Bar Committee. I
haven't seen Aid Out.
We haven't seen Aid Out for a while.
Right, so that's the kind of the vibe, right? So Finglas Hold'em, and the challenge was for Zainab was to go and re-record it as a proper singer. Not lo-fi, not rubbish, not messing.
Don't you be saying that about yourself. That's well, a good version. I like that.
Oh, yeah, no, it's okay. No, it's okay.
Last weekend I kept going brown, 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 brown.
Well, get ready to keep singing brown, 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 because into the studio went Zainab, and she's been working on this with Lara for the last couple of days. Everybody, seriously now. 087-6797-104. This is the proper version of Finglas Hold'em by Beyonce Zay. It's FM4.
This is Finglas, Dublin 11, hey. Home of Agnes Brown, Brown, Brown. Yeah, this is Finglas, we're not less Nevin, hey. 4.4 miles from town. Got a few messages you need to do. Charlestown Shopping Center, Clearwater 2. It's all going down in my hometown. We're looking so good, make Beyonce look bad down. My mate Ado works in Power City. He's on the Finglas Tourist Board Committee. I haven't seen Ado for a while, but I know he's in the full shilling. Talking about Erin's Isle. Which one is the best? I love me Finglas South, but I love me Finglas West. Ooh, best place in the land. God bless you, Christy Dignam, and rock on you as land. This is Finglas, Dublin 11, home of Agnes Brown, Brown, Brown. Yeah, this is Finglas, we're not less Nevin. 4.4 miles from town. Got a few messages you need to do. Charlestown Shopping Center, Clearwater 2. It's all going down in my hometown. We're looking so good, make Beyonce look bad down.
Wow.
Ooh. That is amazing.
That's awesome. Come on. Yeah. That is amazing.
That is
thanks,
so good.
Lads.
That is class.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. When you challenged me live on air last week, I went, oh my God, okay. Because I'm always like, R&B singer, songwriter, la, la, la. I was feeling the pressure.
Some of the WhatsApps, bleeding brilliant, unreal. Wow. Go on, Zainab. Go on, Zainab. Beyonce who? Move over, Dolly. Happy Paddies.
Knocked out of the park, Zainab. Yeah. That's class.
Thanks, lads.
That is so good. We'll play it again before 10. That's just so
Cheers.
Good.
It's Woo. So good.
Oh, and I'm chuffed at that.
A little bit of Aslan. Man.
That was cool. That was a nice addition by Lark to lash in the Aslan there.
It's like, give me shivers.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Mooney's Hyundai. Test drive the Hyundai Ioniq 5 now at Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange.
Bart Simpson.
Yes.
Okay. He's after introducing Anthony Boyle. So Anthony Boyle, he's in Masters of the Air with Austin Butler and Barry Keoghan, right?
Yeah.
So Bart Simpson has introduced Anthony to John Wilkes Booth. So Boyle plays Abraham Lincoln's assassin in Manhunt.
I was first introduced to John Wilkes Booth through The Simpsons. there's a great clip of Bart Simpson shooting Milhouse. They're doing a school play. And Bart says, hasta la vista, Abby, and shoots Milhouse.
I forgot
That's
about that, actually.
Very good.
Last night's Big Brother was wild. So they all got, a fun fair. So they're all having the crack at this fun fair. And then there was kissing booths.
Ooh.
They all had to stand behind them and then nominate two people in front of everyone in the kissing booth. And when you nominated someone, you had to go over and kiss them on the cheek.
Like Judas.
Yes. Oh. And today's the Ides of March, by the way. Be careful of snakes. Anyway, if you know what I know, do you know what the Ides of March is? Yeah.
No.
Beware the Ides of March.
No.
In school, junior, sir, if you did Julius Caesar. Brutus.
Oh, that happens today.
That's today. Ides of March is today.
That's a good cultural reference. But where's this coming?
Poor Louis. Poor Louis.
Beware the Ides of March, by the way. There's snakes today, everyone.
They all voted Louis.
wait.
And they were all voting Louis. But instead of him getting annoyed, like, he'd be like, oh.
For a kiss.
They all kissed him, but that was to nominate him, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
But he kept going, oh, I didn't think you'd do that. Oh. And then when they voted the next person, he'd be under his breath going, oh, this will be good. Oh, this will be great. Oh, Jesus, that went bad. Oh, God, you see what they did? Ek and Sue went crazy at Marissa because Marissa voted for her. And Ekin, I would say, is going to be voted out tonight because the public have turned on her.
No, is this the row they had here?
This is the row.
This is Big Brother. Welcome to the kissing booth. This is where face-to-face nominations will be taking place.
The first nomination is going to be Louis. I just feel like Louis's a bit lazy and I prefer someone who's a team player.
The second housemate I wish to nominate is Ekin Sue. Only because I know if I get to the final, I can't beat you. I know that if you get to the final with me, you will win the public vote.
I knew this was going to happen.
Okay. Why? How?
Just judging me because I went on a show before.
Wow. Would she let that go? Also, Louis is her friend. She's often sitting in bed with him, having the chats in the morning. I am not happy.
The Ides of March.
Not happy.
So, does my bum look big in this? Is the question that everybody asks, right?
I thought you were about to ask us this question, Jim.
Well, no, I'm not asking today, but okay. That's the question that, you know, down through the years, ladies might ask their partners. Does my bum look big in this? I'm worrying that their bum look big.
Yeah.
Those days are over.
So what do they want? Big bums or small bums?
No, back in the day, everybody wanted small bums, right? And I used to get so slagged off in primary school because I had a larger derriere because of my African roots.
Right.
My dad is from Sudan, so I have that kind of...
Yeah.
Body. And,
people
used to slag me off for it.
So I was going to ask you that. Do people slag... Because now... It's gone full circle,
yeah.
And probably all the people that you would slag you off,
yeah.
They have envy of the buttocks now.
I'm literally
which
going,
which is a thing, envy, buttock envy.
Buttock envy. I'm now literally in the last while when this has started to become a thing. I'm like, my time has come around.
This is it, you know,
in your face. In
like people who wear leopard print, it came back eventually.
It did. Just hang tight.
Marks and Spencer are launching its own take on the latest fashion bum enhancing shorts.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
They're called Big Pants 2.0. Well, I don't know if that's the name of them. This is what they're doing. That's a joke here. But anyway, so they're butt-enhancing shorts. They're going to be £60 sterling in the UK.
That's a lot.
Going to be released in May.
For shorts.
Yes. If you've got a small bum and you cannot lie, and you'd like a big butt and you cannot... Yeah.
Is it like padded bras?
It's a padded... It's a padded.
Stop, it's padded pants.
It's padded. So the people who slagged you are going to be wearing pads out the back. You know, if somebody pinches them, no, they won't even feel it.
Oh, no.
Will that take off?
It's a good thing. Yeah, now, apparently they move around.
What do you mean? Oh.
The pads move around, and they feel a bit odd.
So jiggle, jiggle.
Yeah, so I'm guessing, is there water in them so it kind of gives that movement? Like in the pads?
So in a padded bra, there would be kind of liquidy things, isn't there?
Well, no, sometimes it's just foam.
Hang on a second. Is it? I would not know anything about department.
But sometimes it can be kind of liquidy, but it'd be kind of like it wouldn't be like
gel.
Water. Yeah, it'd be more gel.
Yeah, gel.
Or then it's or otherwise it would be like padding, like it'd be foam.
Oh, I thought it was foam.
Right.
A lot of it is, majority. Unless the pricier ones, sometimes they end up being more jelly.
What? Yeah. Isn't it mad that people want to do those things?
But like,
it is mad
to get bigger boobs or to get bigger bums.
It is. Well, this is the thing. So for years, everyone was concerned that the bum looked big. Now they're trying to make their bum look big.
But now...
For 60 quid.
But if you're wearing shorts, right, and you're floating around and you're, you know, on holidays and stuff, and then you get into your bikini, surely someone's going to go, what just happened there?
Oh, yeah, well, this
lost her bum.
It's the Bridget Jones thing. It was all a lie, isn't it? Isn't that she was worried that when she took her clothes off, they'd all realize that everything was...
Oh yeah, all the spanks and all the different things.
Yeah, well, that goes with the lady territory, doesn't it? There's plenty of smoke and mirrors, isn't there?
Not over here, Jim.
Not
over here.
Well, Kelly's just WhatsApped, all right?
I'm talking about the world of the lady. Like, you know, there's makeup and there's high heels and, you know.
And all the rest.
As Chris Rock says, everything you wear is a lie.
Kelly just says, you guys are definitely going to be looking at Zainab's bum when she stands up.
Yes.
She's going to be wheeling out the...
I'll be sitting in this little chair wheeling out. I'm telling you, lads, it's the African roots. I'd like to thank my dad. You know, yeah, when people are like, I got it from my mama, got it from my dad.
He saved you 60 quid as well.
He did. Think of all the money. Saving a bomb.
You
here.
Should give him 60 fortune. Quid.
Like, he's probably, I'm waiting for a message to come in from him now saying, what are you talking about?
Well, he's 60 quid up and hasn't even started at the Paddy's weekend. Like, you definitely should give him the money. Oh, I was like, thanks for this.
Didn't think I'd be waking up this morning talking about Zainab's arse, but sure, look, here we are.
And if you were in school with her and you slagged her, I bet you're going to be running to Marks and Spencer's,
you know,
in May.
I love how I was only small when I remember who's, and I remember who said
you,
it.
You remember the name still?
I remember
his
name.
Hatchback Haley.
And her name.
Hatchback Haley.
No bum.
Oh no. Is that a nickname that people would have?
Yeah, they would, yeah. So, yeah. Now, if you have no bum, this is just a question,
yep,
and you put on the Marks and Spencer's bum enhancing, would it just slide down? Do you know what I mean? Like, some people just, the bum goes straight through you.
But
there's,
I suppose,
no bum.
Do you have a picture of a gym?
Yes, there's. So they actually really do work. If you,
oh, they do. They look a bit mad now.
They look a bit mad, but if you really,
yeah, there's a bit of a peak on them.
There is.
A booty peak.
But, you know, that's going to, it's going to get you the attention that you're potentially looking for, because, like, if you wanted to look bigger, that's it's definitely going to look a bit
bigger. I think it would
work,
because girls are mad for leggings, and they're like short leggings.
Yes.
So I think people would be all into them, and I think it would work.
Yeah.
You don't have a bum. Here's a quick fix.
It's the strangest conversation I think we've ever had.
It is.
And I've been very serious now. I'm holding my pen going, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bums. Sure.
But they all have lovely bums.
They all have lovely bums.
And if you're having a lovely bank holiday weekend, whatever bum you have, it's lovely. This is Sir Mix-a-Lot with the Seattle Symphony Orchestra.
Ooh.
Doing Baby Got Back.
Stop. I always think of this, remember in Friends, this is the only song that makes Ross and Rachel's
Emma sleep.
Yeah, fall asleep.
Is it really?
Yeah, and they get caught rapping this. Ooh.
So, we will not bite unless you want us to. From hell.
He's got all the girls up on the stage.
Oh, full orchestra.
So there's about 40 or 50. What?
I like big butts and I cannot lie. Yeah. Other brothers can't deny. Woo. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get strong.
Now, I don't know how
it's spicy, does it?
Yeah, it does. Well, potentially so. Anyway. That's the song. And I know all the people. I know all the names. All the names.
Oh, yeah, off air. I was just telling you.
I've got the names.
It's so funny. I wouldn't say I'm a petty person.
No.
But I hold grudges if you talk, back in, what age was I? I probably was about 10. I remember what you said.
You need to find the names of the people, you know, the movie moment, right? You know, like Pretty Woman, big mistake, huge. You know that scene?
Oh, yes.
You need to be beside them when they're buying the big butt pants in Marks and Spencer's.
Just waiting.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We are very excited because now somebody is going to win a fantastic prize.
Let's remind everybody,
yes,
this is 4-2, 4 grand worth up to $4,000, okay?
Mm.
A cruise on the Sun Princess. With thanks to Princess Cruises, you'd be going to the Caribbean, taking in the sights and sounds and making memories for an all-inclusive seven-night cruise.
Princess Cruises, when you don't need to worry about anything, you can fall in love with everything. I'm in for this.
Misha Freshen.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to ring one of you. Best of luck, everybody. Thank you so much for entering this week. This is an amazing prize.
And we got some brilliant entries, so thank you everybody for entering.
And we had a lot of crack. Here we go.
Okay, is your phone ringing? No, it dipped out.
Oh my goodness.
Call ended.
Wait, no,
hold
on.
Do we try it again?
It could have been a bad signal.
It could have been a bad...
Oh, she's calling us back. Okay, wait.
Well, were you silenced?
Oh my God.
Were you silenced? Hello? Hello?
Robin?
I hung up on you.
You hung up on us?
How are you?
How are you?
Robin Nye. How are you doing?
My God.
Do you know what? I think we need to ring her back in
the
normal
phone.
We're
going
to call you back in the normal phone. We can't hear you.
Hang tight, Robin. So, the reason why we're talking in a Northern Irish accent, because one of the days you were asked to do your normal accent and then do an a different accent. So we got one in from Robin.
Hello?
Hello, Robin.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us, Robin? Yeah.
Oh, technical difficulties.
There you go. There she is now. Good morning.
Where are you, Robin?
I'm in my jumper.
Take us off loudspeaker there, Robin, will you?
You're in your jumper.
You're off loudspeaker.
Oh,
there we go.
There you go. That's the problem there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. I can hear you now. Where are you now?
I'm in Ballymount.
Ballymount, okay.
And that's what's Ballymount like today?
Ballymount is beautiful, but it's raining.
Oh, it's raining.
Well, it's kind of stopped now, actually.
Okay, well, beautiful Ballymount. And this is, you're speaking to us in your real voice?
This is my real voice, yeah.
But did you, during the week you sent in, one of your entries was to do with accents, wasn't it?
It was a Nordic accent.
That's very good, isn't it?
Can you please say, I'm a Gemini?
I'm a Gemini.
There we go.
That's excellent. Okay, well listen.
We've good news for you, Robin.
What?
You have impressed the princess.
Yes.
You've got through to the final and now you have won.
A cruise for two.
I've won, have I?
A cruise for two worth $4,000, all inclusive, seven nights.
Oh my God, I can't go.
It's with thanks to Princess Cruises, all inclusive, seven nights around the Caribbean. It's all yours.
Could be very different to Ballymount.
I think you're happy with that,
very
are you?
Very different to Ballymount.
Oh my God, Robin, you've made us all smile. We're so happy for you.
Oh my God, the whole office is crying nearly.
It's not 29 all-inclusive bars in Ballymount, is it?
Well, they're not all coming.
No, you can only bring one.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
You've won it. Well done.
Google Sun Princess. That is the cruise you're going on for seven nights. The Sun Princess.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That's amazing.
Enjoy every second of it, okay?
Well, here again.
Yeah, you're very good. Thank you very much.
And enjoy Paddy's weekend, knowing that this is on the horizon.
I know. Oh, you are amazing. Thank you so much.
Well done. Enjoy.
I will. You too.
Cheers, Robin.
Bye, Robin.
Brilliant.
Goodbye. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Robin.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.